down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as we know, I like to support startups and down to business. So for this week's Out and About, I'm delighted to feature a new business. Yes, you can hear one of the participants in the background. A new business that's offering holistic care has just been born in Dublin. Ask the Midwife opened just 2 weeks ago in Dunleary and provides tailored classes, pregnancy, yoga and even labour kits to those embarking on parenthood. Ask the Midwife was founded by qualified midwife Carla Kelly and her business partner Anna Fain over their frustrations with maternity care in Ireland. And I'm delighted to be here at the shop, at the studio, and to be joined by Carla and Anna. Carla, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for coming down.
Now, this is a wonderful business in a really bright, spanking new studio come retail shop right here in the heart of Dunleary. How did this business come about?
Yeah, so we only opened 2 weeks ago. So it really came about after I had my son 7 years ago. I was 22 and I was a young single mum. And I kind of had nowhere to go. I had so many questions and I didn't know where to go. I had nowhere to kind of get advice off. I had no friends that had kids. I had no nieces or nephews or anything. So I kind of had to learn everything myself.
Okay.
So about halfway through the pregnancy, I got really into it. I started reading all the books. And then after I had him, I decided I wanted to make a space that I didn't have. So I went back to study midwifery for 4 years. And I kind of always had this in the back of my head that I'd love to open a space like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And enter your business partner, Anna Fain. Anna, you're very welcome to the program. So you might explain what we have going on here.
Yeah, so essentially it is, the whole thing is that it's a one-stop shop. So here in the front where we're standing in the retail element of the store is all of our everything that you can buy. But think more practicalities, less gifting. So hospital bag, pre and post care for mum and baby. And then we can continue on into our treatment space, which is more one-on-one personalised services. So think Reiki, women's physio, acupuncture and those sort of things. And then we have a beautiful studio space where we've loads of classes. We're slowly building our timetable. And think everything from baby massage, pregnancy yoga, to also things like first aid and refresher courses.
Okay.
So a one-stop shop kind of encompassing all things parenthood.
Okay, and would I be right in saying, because the span of what you offer is so wide here, that maybe you're putting your toe in a couple of markets, see what goes best, but also the compatibility of classes versus the retail space, so that if somebody comes for a class, for example, that they might pick up something related to baby retail, yeah?
Yeah. Totally. I think the thing is as well is it, absolutely. So if you're coming for your class, we don't want to push the retail. But as you can see, you have to walk through the space here. So you'll get a good idea of what is on the shelves. Equally, beautiful big wide windows here. And that if you are walking by with your buggies, as lots of people are, there's a huge catchment of families in the areas, you know. If you ever are just walking by and you don't necessarily want to come into a class or buy anything, but you have a question, Carla or Frida, our beautiful midwives, are always here. And that's the whole thing behind the name.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you come in, have a chat. If there's no question too big or too small or too silly, just come in, have a little chat with the girls.
We've, have a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ask the Midwife, abbreviated to ATM. Is that about the money you're going to make?
Let's hope, Bobby. That's what we're, well, I shouldn't say that. That's what we're here for.
Okay, well, we'll have a look around, Carla. Oh, there's a lovely baby on the way by here. What's his name?
This Eli's a month old this week.
So there's a month old baby, Eli. He's a bit shy, but he's not saying hello, but we'll go on down here to the corridor, through the corridor, and straight ahead here. Oh, wow. An amazing baby changing area. What's going on here?
So we have our baby changing area. We have nappies and wipes and anything that you might need, pads, tampons. We also have a baby weighing scales, which is actually really nice. I kind of always had that in my head that we'd have it, but then when we had the baby class in last Friday, actually loads of parents were using it, which is really nice, because the last thing you want to do when you've just had a baby, because the weight is so important, is stand on a scales yourself and weigh the baby and then minus it. Like, no one wants to be doing that in the first couple of weeks. So yeah, it's great that we have it here and you can pop down and use it.
Yeah. Anna, the fit out of the premises here is really magnificent. Am I right in saying somebody close to you had a hand in it?
Yeah, somebody very close to me who I don't know if he's actually still talking to me after it all. My brother Tim, who's a local builder, did the fit out for us. And again, when myself and Carla came across the premises, it was fairly knackered. There was a brilliant business in here that have actually upsized and gone across the road, but they left behind, it was a flooring business. I suppose you could just say a lot of TLC was needed.
Yeah. He's done a magnificent job.
Well, we smashed the budget, so I'd hope so.
Oh yeah, there's always good family discussions over the budget.
We're still trying to figure out if we got the family discount or not. It's not clear from the spreadsheet to me.
Okay. So Carla, when we look down at where the business goes from here, you're still finding your feet. You're only open a couple of weeks. You're building up the classes. The retail seems to be going well. There's good interaction online. What about the plan now for the next 6 months?
Yeah, I suppose the plan for us for the next 6 months is really just to build the name, build the community, really build the community aspects. Like, we have classes in here. We have a fertility support group run by an amazing obs and gynes nurse who struggled with fertility herself. So we really want to bring everyone in, whether it's you're trying to have a baby, you're pregnant, you've just had a baby, or even further along, just to really build the community aspect. And yeah, hopefully put on, we have some really cool practitioners that are coming in. We have a psychologist who's doing talks. We have a nutritionist. We have a sleep consultant, a lactation consultant. So really bringing in.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And am I right in saying as well, you offer a service that is babysitting for young babies?
Night nanny service. Yeah, I did that kind of all alongside my training as a midwife privately, and I absolutely loved it. And actually, a lot of the people that have come in to visit are babies that I looked after, and they're like two or three now, which is lovely.
It's the best gift you could give any new mum, a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
So our gift vouchers would be redeemable against the service. Yeah. So if you're thinking of getting a gift for anyone close to you, or well,
what a cool idea.
Yeah, well, I think so too. I'm just waiting to see where my one's coming.
Doesn't come cheap. Is that right?
No, but you know what? The value in it is knowing, even if you just do it a once off, knowing that you have that Saturday night booked off and you are going to get 10 hours straight sleep is just invaluable at those early days. And knowing that your child is being looked after by either a nurse or a midwife and who supports breastfeeding or bottle feeding, it's just a peace of mind, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, let's have another look in here. There's a treatment room in here to the right. Again, a beautiful room with a lovely old fireplace in it. So what will happen here? What's the idea behind this room?
So we'll fill this room with practitioners. So we have acupuncture, we have Reiki, we've reflexology, we've different consultations. So we have like a sleep consultant, a lactation consultant. So this will be kind of where it's a one-on-one chat.
Yeah.
And we have it on different days. So everything is on our website. If you want to book in for anything, it's all on that.
Anna, maybe last word to you. As somebody who studied property and did a few different things, are you really excited about this new business venture?
Absolutely. It's really exciting. And, you know, I think, would you believe it, I think motherhood has softened me an awful lot, which is kind of where I suppose the idea came for me to step into this space and maybe leave more of the property stuff behind. But it's really exciting. And what we're trying to build, we really hope is, you know, going to bring a huge amenity to the community. And who knows, down the line, we might venture outside Dunleary and look beyond. But it's just, I suppose, as I'm in the throes of it, you met Eli, who's a month old. I'm thrilled that I have something, you know, on Alfie, my first child. This is something that I would have loved to have been able to come to. So I'm so happy that I can also use the services and, you know, meet friends down here and I suppose just open it up to a wider audience.
Sure.
It's just, yeah, brilliant.
I'm hearing that there could be a grandfather class in the offering. Is that something that I could subscribe to myself? Or what would one expect? A recent grandfather such as myself, what could one expect attending a grandfather's class?
Yeah, so the grandparents refresher class. I feel like some people will either be offended if you suggest it to them or not, but it's not to say stupid things to you. It's really just to update you on guidelines that might not have been there when you were raising kids, like safe sleeping guidelines, car seat safety, safety in the home, like all practical things. We go over CPR, choking, practical things. So
things that have changed, and lots has. And again, I noticed that myself, and in terms of just having a look at the grandchild now versus my own daughters, it's a very different time, and I have to say I'm a bit nervous about it.
Yeah, well, I think people are mad into their routines and their feeding and everything nowadays. So yeah, it's good just to know what's going on.
Well, look, it's a great business. I'm wishing you every success. You're only just out of the blocks, but I think this is a business that we're going to see grow and thrive. So Anna and Carla, thanks for joining us here from ATM, Ask the Midwife. And there's a baby just crying in the background. So we better go and see to that. So thanks, ladies.
Thanks for coming down.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.